Greetings there, Tiger Sports fans, and welcome to this week's edition of Tiger Sports Network Extra. I'm sitting here with senior diver Gus Attenbrink. Gus, say hello to the folks out there.
Hey.
How are you doing today, Gus?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Oh, I'm not too bad. It's a dreary Thursday morning, really, but we're inside the nice swim house here, and, well, I've just got a few questions for you. So this is a senior-laden team, this swimming and diving team, this Wittenberg swimming and diving team this year. You had a lot of teammates going through the tunnel at the senior night. So can you describe that experience and just describe how the team has been these last 4 years for you?
It's definitely interesting to go through all the senior night stuff, just after being kind of our participant on the other side and passing seniors through and kind of cheering them through and hearing what they want to do after college. So it was really kind of a special thing for me to go through and do it myself and kind of being on the other end of things and going through the tunnel and kind of seeing my teammates that I'm going to leave behind and just kind of hoping that they enjoy their senior season as much as I did. And in terms of spending time with my senior class, it's been real interesting to go through like 4 years with a lot of these guys. And I mean, we've had people who started off with us on the team as freshmen and aren't on the team anymore. So it's interesting to go through kind of season with people that have been with like four years. And we had some people who started on the team as freshmen who are no longer on the team. So it's interesting to see kind of who stuck it out and who's still around and just kind of have them all be with you, kind of like come through an ordeal like this.
So diving is a very unique sport. I'm just curious, how did you get into diving?
It's kind of on accident almost. I kind of fell into it. I was a gymnast in high school and middle school, and after a kind of a series of injuries and a whole bunch of stuff coming together, including like the gym I went to closing, I decided to, I should try something else out, some a little lower impact, and it turned out to be diving. So it was just, I was screwing around on the board one day, and our high school diving coach came up to me and asked me if I had ever dove before, and kind of from then, I've just been doing it every year.
So going back to your senior teammates here, I've talked to Matthew Parker and Sam Archibald, who had great things to say about you. He said that you're a consistent point scorer and a hard worker. So my question is, what is a typical day of practice? What would make those guys say that you are such a hard worker?
I can't actually speak to anything exactly that would make them say that, but it's just kind of showing up every day. And our practices are pretty generally the same. I mean, we just try and do as much diving as possible, so it's not as glamorous as they make it seem. They're definitely flattering me with that.
So every year around winter break, I think it's around the new year, the swim team heads down to Florida. So what's that experience like for you and for the team? And what was it like as a senior this year, knowing it's going to be your last time in Florida?
Well, I used to frame things as positively as possible. It's a tough trip. We do a lot of work, but it's one of those things that everybody comes out of it, and it's pretty much unanimous. Everyone will tell the freshmen coming in, it's a really great time. You're going to have a lot of fun. And it's while you're down there, it's pretty grueling. And, we have two or three practices a day, counting dry land. So, it'll wear you out pretty well. But like I said, the general experience at the end of the trip and, once you're on the bus headed home is, you kind of miss it. You always think about how much fun you had in Florida. Being a senior, it's really weird to walk away from the pool we train at, which is Pinecrest, and just be like, I'll never be swimming here again. And like I said, it's kind of with a grain of salt. Part of me is pretty elated that I'll never have to do that again, but it certainly is a good time and is a good experience overall.
I guess you should say this will be the last time you're in Florida with the team, not the last time you'll ever be in Florida. But hopefully you go to Disney World at some point again, right? So you do seem to be having a very successful season so far, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, other than kind of the Denison meet, I've been doing very well. I'm pretty pleased with my performance so far. I got a national cut back during first semester, and I'm trying to get another one, so maybe I'll be a national qualifier.
Yeah, that's huge. It'd be a great goal, I think, for the end of the season. And speaking of goals, what other goals do you have to end the season for yourself personally, and what kind of goals does the team have overall or just the divers?
I guess for me personally, obviously I want to get my second national cut so then I can be like actually qualified for nationals, and then the more I get the better, but I of course like to have a good performance at conference along with the rest of the diving team. But in terms of team goals, we got our conference has really stepped up since DePaul has moved into it, and they're a powerhouse on the men's team for sure, so it's going to be a lot more difficult than I think it has in the past, especially just we lost so many seniors and so much depth last year that kind of all season it's been much more of a fight than it usually has been. And I definitely think that'll continue into conference, but I have high hopes for us.
So, Gus, final question here. I know you're a big Star Wars fan. I think just about everybody on campus knows that as well. Which of the six movies is your favorite?
Probably either the fourth or fifth. Definitely. Just you have to go with the original trilogy. And then, the Hoth battle was cool, but the rest of the fifth movie sucked. And the fourth movie really kind of like laid it down. And I thought just in terms of what it did when it came out and like the movie it still is, I think it's definitely number one.
Absolutely. Thanks for that input there, Gus. And thanks for listening, folks. You've been listening to the Tiger Sports Network Extra. This is Trevor Graney alongside senior diver Gus Abenbrink. Next week, we'll be talking to sophomore swimmer Molly Gustafson and her season so far. Gus, you have any final words before we sign off here?
No, just wish us luck at conference and have a good day.
All right, thanks a lot, Gus. You've been listening to the Tiger Sports Network Extra here with Trevor Graney and Gus Abenbrink. Enjoy the rest of your day, and thanks for listening.